together. All I know, love will save the day. Well, hello, everybody in New York City. This is Kay with Bless the Next Generation, and I want to say welcome to the show tonight. We love you guys. We are here in sunny Florida. Don't get jealous. But I've been doing this show for about 15 years, and the mission of the show is to reach out to the next generation. In the next generation, suicide is number one. We have 20 million kids on drugs. We have 7,000 children dropping out of school every day. One out of every two marriages is ending in divorce. We have 30 million children in American poverty. We have 120 soldiers committing suicide every week. Oh my gosh. What are we going to do? Well, we all need to be reaching out to the next generation. I am a grandmother, and I was a high school French teacher, a kindergarten teacher, and I went through a divorce about 15 years ago. And I saw all the turmoil across the nation. I taught school in California, Dallas, all across the South. And I just saw so many hurting youth. And I said, God, before I get too old and don't have any energy, please anoint me to reach out with love to you guys. And I am trying to do something that's totally impossible. I'm trying to communicate God's love to you and shine his light and into the darkness. And I know I'm not perfect, and I know that I'm not an orator, and I'm not a radio host. I am a grandmother that really cares about you guys. And Christmas is coming up. We want to make sure all the children have toys for Christmas. So I'm just going to step out in faith and do a toy drive. I did a toy drive in South Florida several years ago for 7 years and just stepped out in faith and put toy boxes all over the place and would wound up taking care of like 4,000 children. And God would just send his angels out. I had no money to do this and just by faith did a toy drive. And the toys just started coming in. I had to rent a storage unit. And do you know that God provided for every child, there were exactly three toys. And I had no plan to do it. I just stepped out in faith. I really felt in my heart God wanted me to step out in faith. And God gets all the credit and glory because all the toys came in. And I would be stressing out. I couldn't sleep at night. I had girls call me. They didn't even have food in there for their kids. I go, come over to my house and get food. But we're going to do a toy drive. So if you are a needy family out there, we want to take care of the veterans first. So you veterans that are listening, you are number one. Because without our veterans, where would we be? The enemy would just take over our nation. So we want to love the veterans and tell the veterans how much we love you by collecting some toys. And I know Toys for Tots does some of the veterans, but we want to get the overflow. If there's anybody out there, first the veterans, first. They're number one. We want to collect toys. So if you have toys you want to donate, you may not get a tax receipt for it. I'm trying to get a tax receipt that if you donate a lot of them, but if you do a couple of toys, let me know. My email address is blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. So if you need toys and you're stressing over Christmas, contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. So we are going to be doing this show every Monday night. We had a show on Friday nights for an hour. This is a half an hour show. And we welcome call-ins. We have a phone number here you can call in. Just email me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. We'll send you the call-in number. But today, we're talking about happiness. And man is triune, body, soul, spirit. We're only talking about the spiritual side of man. We're not dealing with 911s, chemical imbalance. If you have a chemical imbalance, you need to go to the doctor and straighten out your hormones or your chemicals in your body. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. And God wants us happy. We were created on this earth. God wants us happy. He wants us full of joy. He wants us positive and up. Well, how do we do this? Because I'm going to tell you this, by the time we get up in the morning, there's so much stress and so much negative news on the TV. Everywhere you turn, there's negative news. I've got grandchildren. My grandson stresses me out. Just when I talk to him and all of his problems in the public school, I just sit there and go, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Well, the answer is in love and God's love. And I'm going to tell you, everybody that's listening to me was created by God. And when we die, we will go back to God. So we have a little bit of time on this earth to figure out what life is all about. And I've been trying to figure it out since I was five. You know, at 17, I gave my heart to the Lord. And I said, Jesus, if you are really who you say you are, come into my life and forgive me of my sins. And I felt the Holy Spirit come in my life. And it was like somebody turned the light switch on. Now, that was just the beginning. And that was 17. And I'm a grandmother now. And I'm still, my faith is still being tested. But I have seen miracles, even with the toy drive. When I really felt the Holy Spirit was prompting me to do a toy drive, I didn't have a dime. And I just got on Wink TV and said, I'm doing a toy drive. Do you know that thousands and thousands of children were taken care of? And I was stressing out the whole time. I was the one doing the toy drive, and I'd lay in bed. All these people called me needing toys. And I would have so much stress in my neck laying there at night, not knowing where the toys would come in. And the next day, or the next day, the toys would come in. And God supplied all the toys, even though I was stressing out. So we're going to do a toy drive. And if you need toys, Veterans First, we want to collect the toys, and we're going to have a location, and we're going to make sure all the children are taken care of. But today we're talking about happiness. What does it mean to be happy? It means to be cheerful, smiley, content, merry, joyful, gleeful. It means to be delighted, untroubled, carefree. Is anybody carefree out there? This is our goal, to be carefree. It means to be in good spirits, in the pink. Are you in the pink out there? In a good mood, lighthearted, pleased, satisfied, gratified, radiant, sunny, beautiful, blissful, euphoric, rapturous. It means to be on cloud nine. You know what? Guess what the opposite of happiness is? Depressed. Do you know that depression is number one with adults? Did you know that age 65 old and up, suicide is number one? Do you know that our nation is depressed? Now, if we can understand medically if you have a chemical imbalance, but on the spiritual side, which we're dealing with today, how do we get into this happiness? How do we get into the joy of the Lord? How can we get our spirits lifted up? Well, this is what you're going to have to do. Happy is the man that trusteth in the Lord. When you are trusting in God's promises, you'll be happy. Now, is it difficult? Absolutely. Is it hard to trust and be confident and lean on God's word? Yes, it is. Especially when you have a lot of battles going on, when you have your marriage is falling apart, your kids are on drugs, you just lost your job, you don't know how you're going to pay your bills, you got car problems, tax problems, you got all those problems. What are we supposed to do spiritually? Well, what we're supposed to do is casting all your cares and worries over to the Lord. Because he cares for you. How do you do that? Well, you have to learn how to do that. Because when you only have a couple of battles, it's easy. Just release them to the Lord. But when you have serious battles with your family, there's nothing more painful than losing your spouse. There's nothing more painful than to have a rebellious kid. Okay? What do you do about this? Well, you've got to go to the owner's manual. You've got to go to the Bible, which is the Word of God, and find out, what does God have to say about your children? Well, it says in the book of Galatians chapter 3 that our children are redeemed from the curse, that Jesus Christ became a curse and died on that cross and rose again and proved himself to be God. And because of the blood of Jesus, our children are redeemed from every curse, that we have the blessing of Abraham. What is the blessing of Abraham? Go look in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Those are the blessings of Abraham. Those are our blessings that Jesus bought and paid for you and your children. Those promises work. You take the promise of God and you pray it. And you say, if your kid is in total rebellion, you say, thank you, Lord. My children are blessed going in and they're blessed going out. Now, it may not look like it. And it's not going to happen overnight. This is not a push button happen tomorrow. Sometimes it does. Sometimes you're going to have to wait and you're going to have patience. Because the Bible says that we inherit these promises of God. We've got all these promises of God. But you have to inherit them through faith and patience. Patience is the hardest thing. I have no patience. I want to kill everybody. I want everybody out of my way. I want everybody talking to me real quickly to the point. Then I hang the phone up. Because I have so many things I want to do. I want to reach out so much to the next generation. And I have projects that I'm doing. And so I get real impatient because I have so many things I want to do. And I don't want anything slowing me down. Well, what is patience? Patience is the ability to accept or tolerate delays without being annoyed. I am constantly annoyed. I'm constantly aggravated. It means to irritate or make angry. So what do I have to do? I just have to humble myself. I have to say, Kay, just humble yourself. Because the more impatient I am, the more I have to sit there and wait and wait. You know, Abraham was the father of our faith. And God told him, look up in the sky. That's how many kids you're going to have. Well, guess what? He didn't have a child until he was 101 years old and Sarah was 99. He had to wait and wait and wait. And when I read that, I was 20 years old. I just slammed the Bible shut. I said, that's the meanest thing I've ever seen. And little did I know that God was going to make me wait and wait and wait. Now, don't give up. God is going to answer your prayers. If you give up, oh well. If you're going to give up and just go back out into the darkness, it's not going to work. You have to keep standing on God's promise. Okay? What is the darkness? Darkness is a total absence of light. It's blackness, gloom, dimness, murkiness, shadow, shade, gloomy. Okay? It's the night, nighttime. It's the quality of a dark color. Dark, blackness, dimness. It's a shade of dusk. And it can also mean wickedness or evil. Evil, wickedness, sin, iniquity, immorality. It can mean the devil. It can mean unhappiness. When you are full of darkness, you're going to be gloomy. You're going to be negative. You're going to be unhappy. You're going to be stressed out. And it's horrible. It's horrible to be full of darkness. What does it mean to be full of light? To be full of light means to be, it makes things shine. When you're full of light, you're full of illumination, brightness, illuminance, and an understanding. When you're full of light, you can understand your problems. When you go through problems, everybody goes through problems. When you are full of light, you understand the answer to your problem, and you're not stressed out. When you are full of light, it means that you can see things, okay? It's an area of something that is brighter than its surroundings. It's a device that makes something start burning, like a match or a lighter or a flame, okay? The opposite is darkness, gloom. Do you ever feel like that gloom is trying to overpower you? That the negative, the worries of life are trying to choke you out. What do you do with your worries? Well, Jesus said, do not be anxious or worried about anything, casting all your worries over to me. We're not supposed to hold on to these worries. When you hold on to those worries are like weeds and they will strangle you and choke you. You ever have a garden and you have those weeds? And the weeds keep growing, they'll strangle you, the light out of you. That's what the darkness does. It tries to put your light out. Do you have negativity trying to put your light out? Your spirit is the candle of the Lord. That's your candle, your light on the inside of you. That darkness is constantly trying to blow your candle out. How do you do this? Well, it's not easy. It's all about attitude. What is attitude? Attitude is a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. An attitude is a viewpoint. It's an outlook, a perspective, a stance. It's a position. It's a temperament, an orientation. It's a reaction. It's an opinion. It's an idea or conviction. It's feelings. It's the way you think. You've got to change your stinking thinking. You've got to start thinking positive, thinking bright, sunny thoughts. How do you do that? How do you do that when you see your child in rebellion? Well, you've got to get God's promise for your children. Get God's promise for your prosperity. The Bible says He has plans for your prosperity. Don't look at your poverty. Don't look at your bank account. Go get the scriptures on prosperity. Get the scriptures on your children and start thinking that way. Change your attitude. Change your perspective and start seeing them the way God sees them and calling them out of darkness. God spoke into the darkness and said, "Let there be light." Abraham called those things that were not. He had no kids. He kept calling it out of the darkness into the light. Thank you, Lord, for my children, even though he had no children. And it took him years for his faith to get to that point. And guess what? Our faith has to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. And Jesus said, if you have faith as big as a mustard seed, you know how tiny mustard seed is, you could speak to your problems and they will go away from you if you don't doubt. You cannot doubt. If you doubt, it's not going to move. So when you see that rebellious kid, you look at him, keep speaking faith over them, keep speaking blessing over them. Don't doubt. The darkness wants you to doubt. The darkness wants to put your joy out, put your sunshine. You got to keep shining out in the darkness. You need to keep listening to this radio show every Monday night, okay? And we need to go by what God says about it. You need to go by what the Word says about it. And He's got His angels out over us. It says the angels of the Lord encamp around about those who are called by His name and trust in His Word, okay? And I think we have a caller on the line. We had a caller coming in. Do we have a caller on the line? Is Kimberly? Kimberly.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hi, Jay. It's Kimberly. Hi. How are you? And Mara.
Okay. We want y'all to say hello to everybody in New York City tonight. Would y'all say hello?
Hi, everyone in New York. Hi, everyone in New York.
Okay. We have two questions.
Hi, New York City.
Hello. Okay. We are here to cheer up New York City. We're trying to get them happy. And we have two little Naples Sunshine, precious girls down there. And they are trying to pioneer something brand new. They're trying to reach out nationwide. And they are, why don't you tell them who you are, girls, what you're doing. They're starting something brand new. Tell New York what you're doing.
So, New York, my name is Kimberly Elvord, and my partner with Living Hungry is Mara Plant. We are here down here in Florida, and we feed homeless, hungry children here in Florida.
Wow.
Mara? Yeah. It's amazing how many homeless children are here, right in our backyards, right here in Naples, Florida, one of the wealthiest towns in the country.
It's a shame. I think we have 30 million children in America in poverty. So these girls are stepping out in Naples, Florida, which you would never think. There's poverty down there. So how did you girls start doing this, and what are you doing? Tell me what you're doing.
Well, Mara got me into it. Mara, why don't you tell them how we got started?
Okay, well, we got started because we actually found out that there are this many children going hungry in our area. You know, one in five kids in South Florida are going hungry, which is, in some areas, it's even one in three in some of the rural areas. And it's devastating to us because, you know, we live in such an area of wealth and beautiful homes and beach lifestyle. So how is it possible that right under our noses and right down the street from us, these children that are in schools, you know, elementary schools and middle schools and high schools, they're going hungry over the weekend? we just couldn't stand it, you know. So yeah. We decided we were going to do something about that. And what that looks like is these really luscious, lush bags of food. They have bananas and oranges, apples, tomatoes, onions, on top of like rice and beans and cereal and milk and lean proteins like chickens and vegetables and, you know, fruit. So basically, we give them really quality food and a big bag of food to go home over the weekend. It's for them and their siblings because we know, you know, if one's hungry, you know, the others are hungry. But that's basically what started us.
Because, you know, Kay, the schools will feed them breakfast and lunch Monday through Friday. But then they starve from them. When they leave school on Friday, they don't eat again until Monday. And so we wanted to touch them over the weekend and feed them the child that we see at school and then also their family.
Okay, well,
so we'll go to the schools on Friday afternoons and give them groceries.
This is so beautiful. Like, I have goosebumps all over me because anytime you touch children, like, I have goosebumps. You really touch in God's heart. And the people that are, there's 17 million listeners listening tonight. You can hear the show tonight. We'll listen right from our cell phones in sunny Florida down here, WPAT930AM.com. You can Google it, listen to your show all over the world tonight. So if people are listening, they want to donate food. If you'd like to donate, you can get a tax receipt. If you'd like to donate finances, how do they get in touch with you girls? Hello?
Mark.
We welcome people to participate. We have so many ways for people to plug in and play because it's totally what you're talking about. It's going to take the whole village of us. This isn't a small, you know, endeavor. And, you know, feeding hungry kids, homeless kids, is something, like you said, this is the Father's heart. You know, orphans and widows. And so
how can they get in touch with you? If they want to donate, how can they get in touch with you?
They can email me at Maura, M-A-U-R-A, at livinghungry.org. And we can take credit cards or checks. If they want to donate food items, we've actually partnered with a group called St. Matt's House. St. Matt's House is very well known. It's a Christian faith-based center for homeless in recovery in Naples. They have multiple sites and multiple locations, and we partnered with them. We pack the bags. We have packing parties. That's another way to get involved. You want to volunteer? We have these fun packing parties at St. Matt's House every 4 weeks.
Well, the people aren't really going to be able to come from New York to come there, but they can donate, and they will get they will get a tax receipt. Correct?
Yeah. And we can help them start the same kind of thing up in New York too.
Oh, that would be great.
If you want to email me, Kimberly@livinghungry.org, I can talk to them about doing this type of thing in New York as well.
Oh, that would be great.
We're starving children all over the country.
That would be great. And so if you people that are listening tonight, if you want to email the girls, if you have a need in your community, or if you just have excess and abundance and you'd like to help out with a donation to the girls, give them your email again, please, girls.
So Kimberly@livinghungry.org.
Okay.
And Maura, M-A-U-R-A, at livinghungry.org.
You know what?
And the bag costs just $8 a bag for a weekend for a child.
Wow.
So even $24 check, you just fed someone for 4 weeks. So it's a beautiful expression of your faith, you know, when you can fund something like that and you know it's going to reach families in need, kids in need for 4 weeks.
It is such a beautiful ministry you girls have started. And, you know, it's so funny because it's Thanksgiving. We have 5 minutes left. But anyway, it's Thanksgiving. And it was all about the original pilgrims that came here. They didn't have any food. And they fasted and prayed. And God brought the food. And they had the Indians here. And they had the first Thanksgiving. Right. But they went without. A lot of them lost their lives to birth this nation. And you girls are birthing this. It was all about food, the first Thanksgiving. And it's such an appropriate time of year. All of us need to be thankful. And if you people listening, you have abundance. There could be a day where you could have no food. So you want to reach out while you have abundance and give to these girls and help them. We only have a couple minutes left. Give your email out one more time, and then we're going to have to hang up here.
Okay.
We got 4 minutes. All right.
So it's Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, at livinghungry.org. And Maura?
And you can see our website, too, at www.livinghungry.org. Or email me at Maura, M-A-U-R-A, at livinghungry.org. And we thank you so much for your time.
We love you, girl.
Thank you, New York. We love you.
Okay,
yeah,
girls.
You can check us out on Facebook, too. You can like us on Facebook, Living Hungry. Just go to Facebook and look up Living Hungry and like us. You can see everything that we've been doing.
Perfect. This is so perfect. It's a perfect time
of
the year.
Thank
you, girls, for doing this and caring. We love you. We're going to have to hang up now. We got 2 minutes. I got to close the show. Goodbye, Naples. We love you. Okay. All right. Bye, girls. Okay. I love you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, those are two girls down in Naples. Reaching out to the hungry. I think we have about 2-3 minutes left, and we want to close the show tonight. I am hosting a toy drive. So if you have children and know children that are not going to have toys, we want to ship some toys up to New York, or maybe I can come there to the station. My email address is blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. And this whole message today is about living in the sunshine, living in the happiness. Because we have 120 soldiers out there that we love you guys, and they are taking their lives, and we need to get into God's promises. God's word is the light. We need to get full of our Creator's light so that we can be a blessing, because that darkness out there is very heavy. What is heavy, Layton? Dull, sluggish, heavy, burdensome, boring, unimaginative, unresponsive, laborious, wooden, dark, gloomy gray. That is what we're facing out in the world. But we need to get into God's light. You get a scripture. You get a scripture for your children, for your finances. God's got promises for our health and our healing. And I've been doing this show mainly because the kids are taking their life. And this is a spiritual show. Man is body, soul, spirit. And we're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. But Jesus said that He loves us, and He wants to come into your heart. So if you're listening out there, just ask Him to come into your heart and fill Him with the Holy Spirit. Just say, Lord, please forgive me of my sins, and I want to be filled with this happiness. I want the joy of the Holy Spirit. Come into my life today and be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you did that, the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you, and you will go to heaven. That's your ticket into heaven. But God wants us happy down here. And God's got plans for our prosperity. He wants your dreams to come true. Because He said, if you delight in me, and I delight in you, He said, if you delight in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. He loves us, and He wants to fulfill our desires. And I picked the song out that they're going to be playing in a second. Because in a day like today, you got to be tough. You got to be strong. You got to be wise. You got to keep it together, and then love will save the day. You got to stay filled with God's love. We got to have God's love shining through us. God is love and God is light, but you got to be so tough because we get our feelings hurt. You got to be so strong because there's so much to do, and there's so many. So when you listen to this song, remember that love will save the day and God is love. Okay, just put it all in God's hands. We love you. We're down here in Florida. We love New York. We're reaching out to the next generation. I think the song's going to be playing in a second. I don't hear it yet. It's coming on. If you need to contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. We want to get the toys out. The girls are doing the food. We want to minister and reach out to all the hurting people out there and let you know that God really cares. And God uses His people. And if His people don't do anything, nothing is done. So we're reaching out. Contact me. I still don't hear the music. I don't know if I'm in. Oh, there it is. Okay, guys, we love you. We'll be on next Monday night. You got to be tough. You got to be tough. Come on. You can do it. We're your cheerleaders here. We love you. God bless you.